So, well, this is goodbye, Kanata. Kanata in the West River country, just below the wall of the Badlands. Well, I suppose the soddy poet was right after all. In the boom times, we all said such thoughts were for those without backbone. Those folks who were quitters, not stickers. In the meantime, I'm hungry and thirsty and hot, he wrote, and I'm sick of the country, and I'm sick of my lot. Things being bad, they were always bad. Influenza outbreak in 18, winter of 19, drought of 32, when E.B. Yost and Chris Heather went broke while their farm machinery rusted in the sun. The drought of 1910, we must have lost about half the town. 4th of July, 1911, silent as the grave. They came back, but never so many as there were before. Trickling away. The Cruises moved off their homestead several years back. Lena Cruz was my best friend around these parts. Things haven't been the same since they left. And why did we come? Well, for land, I suppose. For adventure. Our brother had already proved up on Potato Creek on 320 acres, so we thought we'd join him. The last great frontier. The three of us came to West River Country. Pauline, Minnie, and me. Minnie married Dan Clifford. They had a ranch about 7 miles out of Kanata. All three of us were school teachers to begin with. Well, that would never do, even if demand for teachers in the West River Country was high. Chris Heather used to say,
"Man is made of dust. Dust settles. Be a man."
The Chicago, Milwaukee, and Pacific passed through Creston and Kanata onto Rapid City. We had water, you see. Water available for the railroad here and in Weta in man-made reservoirs. But we had oil, too, back around 26, but they never found much. Pauline and Minnie and me used to climb the Badlands for fun and look for interesting rocks or Indian relics. The younger generation has had more variety in their entertainments. Ice skating, picnics, wiener roasts, ball games, and rodeos. One night after a dance, the whole town, all the ranches for miles, turned out for a dance. At midnight, during the oyster stew, it was so elegant, we thought, so refined. Ramsey Stewart kissed me and asked,
"Julia, will you marry me?"
I said I had to talk it over with Pauline. That was 1917. He was called up and went to France, and I never saw him again. Folks in Kanata were good and neighborly. There was a lot to do in the early days. Pauline managed the store. I managed the post office. There were two stores here once, if you could believe it. Two stores and a hotel. And the hotel was always full. In our general store, the homemade windlass and elevator was Pauline's idea. There were some terrible tragedies. Barney Black being discovered below the Badland Wall. Well, at least it was winter. He was a real old country settler. He lived alone, was buried in interior. As I say, some terrible tragedies. Some places can have a bad reputation. People have been known to be underhanded, unscrupulous to get land. But some land, people live alone. This journal, someone found it in an old box cupboard in the abandoned Clatt place above the wall. wrapped in a copy of the Midland Mail. No one will live on that plane. People were murdered there, they say.